Masechet Kelim Perikav Het Mishnah He. Mishnah says, Kippah Shehu Tameh Midras. A kippah is a type of cloth that a woman would wear on their heads. It could become Tameh, because like a handkerchief, it could be used for sitting down on. And it was Tameh with Tumat Midras. Let's say a Nida woman sat on it. Untano Al Hasefer. And a person put it, he designated that Tameh handkerchief as a cover for a Torah scroll and wrapped it around the Sefer Torah. Tahor min hamidras aval tameh tememet. It becomes tahor from tumat midras. Once it's used for a Sefer Torah, it's no longer fit for personal benefit, so therefore it cannot become tameh from tumat midras anymore, but it could still become tameh from tumat met. It's still a keli. We must be referring to an object that could become tameh. That's probably a scroll that's shaped like a container, which could still become Tameh, even if it doesn't serve people. And that's the only way we could understand this Mishnah in light of the previous Mishnah. Because we know if a item is flat and it doesn't serve people, it cannot become Tameh, even if it has a purpose for the utensil. So here we're saying it could become Tameh if it's Tameh Met, even though it has no use for people. They can't benefit from it personally because we just said it's designated for Sefer Torah. So it must be in the shape of a container. Hemet she'asa'a shatiyah. A leather bottle that was tameh, that was made into a mat. V'shatiyah she'asa'o hemet, or the opposite, a tameh leather mat that was made into a bottle. Tahor, it's tahor from tum'ah. The keli was changed into a different type of keli. A bottle is a container and a mat is flat. So therefore, we view it as if it was broken and remade. So like all other broken kelim, it's tahor from the previous tum'ah. It could become tameh going forward. But if it was a tameh bottle that was now turned into a mat, or a tameh mat that was turned into a bottle, it's like broken and refixed, and therefore it's like a totally new utensil, and it is tahor. Hemet she'asa'a turmal veturmal she'asa'o hemet. A tameh bottle that was made into a leather pouch, which shepherds would use for storage, or a shepherd's pouch that was tameh, that was made into a bottle. Kar she'asa'o sadin, v'sadin she'asa'o kar. A tameh pillow that was made into a bed sheet, or a tameh bed sheet that was made into a pillow. Keset she'asa'a mitpahat, u'mitpahat she'asa'a keset. A tameh mattress that was turned into a cover, or a tameh cover that was turned into a mattress. In all these cases, we say tahor. It's tahor from tum'ah, because it was made into a totally new keli. Ze'a kelal, kol shishinahu lishmo tameh, l'shem acher tahor. This is the general rule that we say, any time that a tameh keli was changed or was converted into another keli of the same type, it remained tameh, because it's considered to have not changed in a significant way. But if it's l'shem ahed, if it was changed into a different type of keli, if it was flat, it was made into a container, container to flat, or it was one type of item that held a certain type of thing and it holds now onto a different type of item, there it's a total change. It's a major change, so it's tahor from its previous tum'ah.